Before I go, he gives me a recipe for razor clams Chinese style.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
No bother there.
You too. But our chefs for this evening are Dave Tilley and his fishing buddy Robbie. The Primus stove comes out of the boot of his car, and while Dave is setting up on the seafront, I ask him about how this recipe developed in his family.
Generally, we used to bring them home and boil them. And it wasn't till my brother, who was the head chef in the AIB, he went away to Switzerland, and he came back and he says, you know them razor fish that we get? He says, I know how to cook them now. And we realised how good eating they were when you cooked them right. Right, Claire, we're just getting our garlic freshly on my garden. And what we do is just chop her up, not too finely. I just like just to get the flavour of the garlic more so than anything else. Then we have our pot cooking away there. Now just get the heat under the pot. And the razor straight off the beach. So you're getting al fresco of the highest order today. So now we'll get our oil. I like a bit of chilli oil because it adds a bit of flavour. Now, nice bit of chilli oil. Our pot is nice and hot as well because our oil is it's well coming around there. Can you smell that?
Oh yeah.
If you had smell a radio, you'd be laughing. So now in with our chilli. Or our garlic, I should say, into our chilli oil.
Oh, that smells great.
Great.
And this is fresh parsley.
Fresh parsley, yeah. Oh. A drop of white wine in. A bit of parsley in. Some more white wine, Robbie. Yeah, a little drop, yeah. Back on the heat. Now, razors in. So we get 5 or 6 razors. We get them in our pot. So now, we're nearly ready.
So that's just what, how many minutes?
That's it. We'll give it about another minute or so.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Give it another minute or so and a few stirs around.
I mean, Jamie's 30-minute dinners.
So instant, it's unbelievable. And what happens is when you put the lid back on the pot, the steam cooks the razor fish. So then when you open the pot, the razor open up and you're left with the shells in and ready to go. So,
I'd be very like cooking mussels.
Yeah, exactly the same. When the mussels open, you know they're right. And if they don't open, you know to discard them. Mm. That they're not good for cooking or good for eating.
So they're after opening right out and there'll be no trouble getting them out of the shell, should there?
Oh, no problem at all. No problem at all. They just fall out of the shell. And what we do is, to make it even better, we add in a little bit of cream into our sauce. That'll just thicken up our sauce.
This activity and the fabulous smells attract some strollers.
A bit more heat in the pot.
Or tasters for this evening's recipe. Tilly's Ring's End Razors.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my first choice. I prefer prawns, I'd say, but it's up there. Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised?
I am, actually. I wouldn't, without Dave and Rob, there's no way I would have eaten it.
And what do you think of the cooking skills shown here now?
I tell you, the boys are all they're short of is a couple of Michelin stars and we're off and running, you know.